So this great day of rejoicing, in which we sang so beautifully, maybe muffledly, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. What a beautiful cry of the heart. And this really should be the cry of the heart of the Christian, of the disciple. And each day, every moment, we're begging for the Holy Spirit to be poured out across the face of the earth and renew, restore, heal, bring back to life. And we pray to renew the face of the earth. And that happens when each one of us is renewed. When each one of our lives is touched and transformed by the healing power, life-saving spirit of the living God. And this is what we're celebrating today. You know, as we mark these liturgical feasts, we sanctify time. This event happened 2,000 years ago, but it's reality in our lives. And it's important and it's necessary for us to mark these events in this cyclical nature so that our lives become holy. And it's not just a historical accounting, but it's a reality that we live. And so we live this night in a great anticipation of that event that will happen tomorrow. And when we hear the readings tomorrow, so you're invited to come back to Mass tomorrow. It's going to be completely different readings and prayers. It's a whole new Mass, so come back. Because Pentecost is the day of the church. You know, on Christmas and on Easter, there's so many people who come, probably just out of habit. But Pentecost is the day that the church should be overflowing. Because this is the day that lets us go out with fervor and spirit and bold zealousness to proclaim to the world the saving message. The world that is living in dry bones that we heard about from Ezekiel. I mean, it's kind of a funny beginning. The Lord says, look at these dead bones. Can they come to life? It's kind of like, no. Like, what do you mean, can they come to life? But Christ says, prophesy over them. Speak words of truth. Speak words of life over these dead, dry bones, and they will come back to life. And this is our story. This is why it's so important for us to hear these readings. Because this is our story as a church, as a saved people, but individually. Because of what happened in the garden, each one of us is born with dry bones. Each one of us is born in original sin, separated from the Father. And what does it say? They had lost hope. They were living with no hope. But the hope came in Christ Jesus. And this is what we've been celebrating these last 50 days. That Jesus came, lived among us, died, and rose, and walked the earth for 40 days, promising that when he returned to the Father, that he would send the Spirit. And the first thing the Spirit would do is convict us of our sin so that we can live in righteousness with Christ Jesus. We need to know the fact that our bones are dry and dead so that we can repent, be baptized, and live a life in the Spirit. Because this is, we're going back to the beginning, how it should be. What happens tomorrow allows us to live the life that God intended for humanity from the very beginning. This is the greatest day of our life. Well, maybe baptism, and then the day we go to heaven, hopefully. But in between those 2 days, Pentecost, this acknowledgement, this reception of the Holy Spirit that allows us to live. And this is a great day, a day full of hope and rejoicing. So maybe you are already living a life in the Spirit. Maybe you've already had that prophecy over you and you've repented of your sin and you're living in the fullness of the life God intended for you. Praise God. Then who are the dry bones in your life and need to hear this message? Because this is the power of Pentecost. And when we hear the readings tomorrow from the Acts of the Apostles, these men who were living in fear, locked behind doors, afraid to go out. In an instant, their lives were changed. because the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they began to proclaim the life-giving, life-saving message of Jesus Christ. And this, during this season of Easter, every day at Mass, we heard a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And today, Saturday morning, the morning Mass was the last verses of the Acts of the Apostles. Paul has made his way. He's gone to Rome. He's in prison, surely facing death. He said, with unhindered boldness, he proclaimed the kingdom of God. Knowing he was going to die for proclaiming the kingdom of God, the hope of Israel, that Jesus was dead and now he lives. Because of that reality, and he was preaching it, he knew he was going to die, but he didn't stop because he knew the people were living with dry bones and they needed to hear this message. So this evening, as we continue through this holy Mass, the Mass where Christ becomes present, and as we receive the Holy Eucharist, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And we become the one body of Christ sent out into the world to proclaim to the world the saving message of Jesus Christ. I mean, we've had some pretty disturbing news this week. People losing their lives. People celebrating, rioting. The world needs Jesus. This is what's wrong with us. We can place any political blame and blame whatever else you want. Until the world comes to know Jesus and the freedom from sin that only he brings. It doesn't matter who the president, who the Congress, what laws, what economic system we have. Nothing matters without Jesus. And you today receive the power to go out to the world and proclaim this message to everyone you meet. This is your challenge. And this is your opportunity to save the world. So yes, indeed, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Amen.